And to help us get grounded in these habits of consecration to the Lord, here are three. Now there are many, there are dozens I could talk to you about from the Scripture, but I want to just give the top three. And these are the three that personally I've found to be most effective in my life. The first one, and let's turn to the middle of our Bibles, the 132nd Psalm. The first one is making a habit to spend time in the Word of God. And right from the life of David, I want to show you what he says in Psalm 132. Psalm 132 talks about David as a shepherd boy. And from this psalm, we see the heart he had after God forged by one tiny habit. In the 132nd Psalm, I've written right into my Bible, start a holy habit. And then I wrote there the ones you can see so clearly from David's life. And I regularly go back. In fact, this is the new year. You know, we're still at the beginning of this new year in January. And as we're looking at the year before us, I regularly go back and look at David's habits. Because David's the most written about man in the Bible. And he's the man that God said, he's after my own heart. He's the man that God said in the book of Acts that David fulfilled my purpose in his generation. So I want to be like him. And this is what David did. He had a big impact by a bunch of small habits. And his life makes me want to be sure I cultivate some holy habits like David's. Here's the first one in verse 3. David made a habit of God ahead of comfort. He said, God's more important than my personal comfort. Verse 3. Surely I will not go to the chamber of my house or go up to the comfort of my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. So what he says is God is ahead of my comforts. Before I plop down, I hear this all the time. People say, oh, you know, I get home from work and I'm so tired. I just plop down in the chair, turn on the TV to relax. Well, David didn't have that habit. He said, before I make myself comfortable physically, I'm going to put God at the startup tray of my habits, of what I do when I get to have discretionary time. Look at verse 5. David made a habit of time for God. Until I find a place for the Lord. Psalm 132, 5. A dwelling place for the mighty one of Jacob. God says, my habit is, or David said, my habit is time for God. My habit is God time ahead of comfort time. Now, you meet people all the time, and they have scheduled their activities, their gatherings, their hobbies, their groups. They love their sporting activities, their outdoor activities. I mean, it's like clockwork. They know exactly when the season is. They know exactly how to do all the mechanics of that. But they cannot figure out how to read the Bible. I just don't have time. But they know 8 months in advance how to get, you know, antelope tags in Wyoming or something. But they just can't figure out. I mean, I don't know how to do it. You know what it is? It's the habit is all that other stuff, not God. There's not the cultivating of a holy habit. Look what he says in verse 6. David made a habit of longing for God's presence through worship. It wasn't just academic. He wasn't just reading the Bible and marking it to win the Bible trivia cup or award or something. He says in verse 6, behold, we heard of it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of the woods. He's talking about when he was a shepherd, by the way. Verse 7, let us go to his tabernacle. Let us worship at his footstool. Verse 8, arise, O Lord, to your resting place in the ark of your strength. Do you know what? While he was a little boy out there watching those sheep, do you know what he was thinking about? How to get to the tabernacle. How to get to the tent of meeting. And how to have his dad take him up 3 times a year for that festival so he could worship God. David had a habit of longing for God's presence through worship. And he doesn't stop there. Look at verse 9. He wanted to participate. He says, let your priests be clothed with righteousness and your saints shout for joy. Can you imagine him at the tabernacle when Samuel would have said, okay, let's all praise the Lord. David was, look, shouting for joy. Verse 10, for your servants David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. He says, Lord, I want to personally worship you. Verse 16, I will also clothe her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. What were David's little habits that made him such an amazing man after God's own heart? David made a habit in verses 3 and 4 of God ahead of comfort. Do a little time analysis. Do a week and see, did you have time to watch your favorite things, do your favorite physical exercises, do your favorite, you know, friends and activities and events? And did you have sufficient time for God? Or did you have comfort ahead of God? Do you know what an idol is? Anything that we put at the same level as God. Not greater. None of us would worship the television more than God, but we put them on the same shelf. And what happens is God just gets bumped off. Don't have everything on the same level. The Lord is supreme. Seek first. Love him with all your heart, not part, is what he says. God had a comfort. David made a habit, verse 5, of time for God. I'm going to find a place. David made a habit of longing for God's presence, verses 6, 7, and 8. And David made a habit of participating in worship. I mean, he shouted for joy. He sang those songs. We don't know anything about him other than he was an exuberant worshiper. And those habits made David grow closer and closer to the Lord. His heart turned more and more often to God. His walk was more and more in step with God's desires. And those holy habits shaped David's life, just like our habits are shaping ours. What holy habits are you cultivating today of time for God's Word?